correspondent Dave Pueblo was on the scene during the Cuomo Walk the Talk demonstration at the state capitol. Protesters there demanded that the governor take greater steps towards combating climate change.
I was at the Walk the Talk on climate change protest against Governor Cuomo last Monday in Albany. I recorded a lot of material, and I've put together a composite to give you a better sense of how the event evolved. I'll start with the opening of the controversial proposed power plant on Sheridan Avenue, make my way through the march, up to the Capitol, the speeches, and into the direct action that ended with the state police arresting 55 protesters in the hallways adjacent to the war room in the New York State Capitol. As we go along, I'll interject a few details to put the sounds in context. First off, the sounds of gubernatorial candidate Cynthia Nixon making her way through the gathering protesters on Sheridan Avenue. Here's Nixon speaking with Courtney Williams, a prominent activist against the AIM pipeline that runs under Indian Point nuclear power plant.
I don't know that Governor Cuomo has the gumption to turn off the flow of gas under the pipeline, but we certainly know of a gubernatorial candidate who has the gumption to do that. So
thank you. Yeah, these aren't your grandparents' pipelines or even your parents' pipelines. These are really noxious, really large and flammable and terrifying.
Yeah. So thank you for coming out and marching with us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
I want you to win.
Thank you.
Well, I'm here. I'm a part of this Sheridan Hollow Alliance, and we're helping to organize this. It's a very important rally for us to let the governor know that there are a lot of people that not only do we want to stop fracking the process itself, but we want to stop the use of frack gas in the power system and also the transportation of frack gas through the pipeline. So that's why I'm here.
Hey, yo, Cuomo, walk the talk of power. The power of the people cannot be stopped. Think like you mean it.
Hey, yo, Cuomo, walk the talk. The power of the people cannot be stopped.
Throw your fist up now.
Few of the many chants as more than 1,500 people marched up the streets to the Capitol. The city had only issued a permit to walk on the sidewalk, but the numbers overwhelmed the police, and they allowed the march to move into the street.
Oh, hey, hey! Ho, ho! Fossil fuels have got to go!
Cuomo, escucha! Estamos en la lucha! Cuomo, escucha! Estamos en la lucha! Cuomo, escucha! Estamos en la lucha! Cuomo, escucha!
Kim Frajek of Sane Energy Project, the main organizer of the march.
So I'm talking with Kim Frajek. Kim, you're pretty much the main person behind this and certainly one of the main organizers. Is this what you expected?
Yes, this is it's actually exceeding my expectations. We were hoping originally when a bunch of pipeline fighters were talking, we were going to get 500 people in the building to take direct action at Governor Cuomo's front doorstep, and now we're looking at thousands of people marching directly into the state capitol building right now. It's been an incredible organization of many different environmental groups who all realized that they were fed up with the governor, and they're all going to take action together.
Now, the police had originally given you a permit expecting you to walk up the sidewalks, and instead we're occupying a multi-lane street. Do you have an estimate of how many people are here?
I'd say a couple thousand people are here. We were originally thinking maybe about 1,000 people would come, but I think we've definitely doubled, if not exceeded that double, of number of people here.
And I'm hearing Latino voices, I'm hearing many voices, I'm seeing white people and black people and people from far and people from near. I'm also seeing Cynthia Nixon. It seems like she might be riding a wave here.
Yeah, she's actually been very, very, very supportive of the frontline communities that are facing the climate crisis, from Buffalo to Orange County at the CPV power plant to the folks living on the Spectra pipeline in Westchester County. And she had coffee with Mert Simpson this morning, who is living just 4 blocks away from the Sheridan proposed Sheridan Hollow gas plant that we're going to shut down and turn to 100% renewable energy.
Oh, hey, hey, ho, ho, fossil fuels have got to go, hey, hey, ho, ho, fossil fuels have got to go, hey, hey, ho, ho, fossil fuels have got to go, hey, hey.
Is that we know Governor Cuomo can talk the talk, but what do we need?
What?
We know that he can talk the talk, but now it's time to
walk the walk.
We know that he can talk the talk, but now it's time to
walk the walk.
We know that you can talk the talk, but
now it's time to walk the walk.
Noted actor James Cromwell talking about the CPV plant.
Well, I'm here because I want to stop CPV, which is a 650 megawatt power plant that was built on lies and bribery, for which Governor Cuomo's right-hand man, Mr. Prococo, was found guilty. The CPV power plant is the raison d'etre for the build-out of the hydrofracking infrastructure. They're never going to make any enough money on these power plants. They're too expensive, and there are too few of them. What they want to do is a justification for building the infrastructure, the pipelines that carry the gas to Canada, where they can transship it and get six times more for it than they can get here. They are buying politicians right and left. They are subverting the press, unless the press is doing it to itself. The press in Orange County will not cover CPV. And I have a feeling that there have been arrangements made between various organizations and Cuomo that if they would keep their mouth shut on CPV, he would give them a moratorium and they could call it whatever they wanted. A ban. It's not a ban. It's a moratorium. It can be changed at any time. The next governor who gets in, whoever gets in, can change it. He has to commit to turning down, to stopping this plant, which he can do, he has the authority to, and allow all the new information. There are over 1,200 new studies about the deleterious effect of this plant, and also to reapply without the bribery and not to a local agency, which was the little town planning commission, but on a statewide level to approve something that will be as dangerous to the people of that community and to Orange County and to the state of New York and ultimately to the entire world, because we are the poster child for the bill. Cricket Valley is next, one after another after another. As long as we back away from this fight, we will lose the fight.
Protesters waiting to get into the Capitol building to perform a direct action.
Hi, I'm Sarah. I'm from New York City. I was born and raised here. And I work with Sunrise Movement. We're building an army of young people to stop climate change and create millions of good jobs in the process. And I am participating because I hope that Cuomo actually commits to refuse donations from fossil fuel CEOs and their corporate lobbyists, and that he puts his money where his mouth is when it comes to climate. He's been painting himself as a climate leader and as a progressive champion on many issues for years without really following through or taking the boldest action possible. And climate is just one of many areas where doing half as good as he could be is really not enough, and we can't continue to celebrate him or give him this platform as this progressive climate leader of this blue state when he doesn't do that, and when he brokers backroom deals with IDC members and state senators who actually continue to block the kind of climate legislation that will help protect New York communities from climate change.
Protesters, one by one, stating why they were sitting in the war room waiting to get arrested.
I'm here because my friends and family in Pennsylvania are getting fracked.
I'm here because my friends and family in Pennsylvania are getting fracked.
Growth in solar PV.
Growth in solar PV.
In New York State was 60%.
In New York State was 60%.
Between 2003 and 2014.
Between 2003 and 2014.
For the past 4 years.
For the past 4 years.
Growth has been 0%.
Growth has been 0%.
This has happened on your watch, Governor Cuomo.
This has happened on your watch, Governor Cuomo.
Why?
Why? I do this for love of justice and love of humanity.
I'm here because the science says.
I'm here because the science says.
In industrial states like New York.
To avert catastrophic climate change and runaway global warming.
We
have to move to 100% clean renewables by 2030.
I am here.
For Miss Phipps.
An elderly black woman in the Rockaways.
Whose home and dreams were wiped out by Hurricane Sandy.
I'm here for Just Climate Solutions.
A state trooper trying to issue warnings of arrest to the protesters.
You can exit this area via the stairwell to my left. You have 10 minutes to vacate the area.
Shut these white lines down!
Shut these white lines down!
Each protester received an ovation as the police led them away. That was a small glimpse of the direct action of Monday, April 23rd, demanding that Governor Cuomo stop all fracking infrastructure, move to 100% renewable energy, and make corporate polluters pay for damages done. I'm Dave Pablo for WOOC in Troy.
That was correspondent Dave Pablo, who covered the Cuomo Walk the Talk protests pushing for immediate action on climate change.